Hello, I'm sick, which is why I look like this. I don't usually wear turtlenecks, unless I feel terrible. Anyway, please excuse me. What this is gonna be is about 3-ish years ago, coming on, probably like 2.5, I wrote a concept album about rarity. And I never finished it because just sort of the stars never aligned correctly. And at this point, I'm not gonna ever finish it for various reasons. So, what this video is, because I'm too sick to work on a cartoon, but I would like to release something. What this video is I'm gonna explain a bit about the album, some of its history, and the story of it, and then I'm gonna track by track, I'm gonna play all of the demo vocals that I recorded to send to different VAs for different characters, and unfortunately, I only ever ended up with like two for what is a bunch of characters. So, if you wanna skip straight to the music, go to this time code, this one. And if you want to skip straight to where the music stops sucking and actually gets kind of good, you can go to this time code. But full disclosure, these are all my demo vocals, so they're just terrible. I was probably sick when I recorded them. They're not written in my range, so a lot of the times I can't hit the notes very well, and I had no regard for sounding good. I just wanted to sound as accurate as possible. Excuse me, to get the idea across to other people. And when I'm done recording this video, I'm gonna go to bed. Basically, the idea behind the album was that Rarity, while she's this was at the end of season two that I wrote this. So Rarity, who was an up-and-coming figure in the fashion world, basically just by freak, just I'm sorry, one second. Sorry about that. The idea is that Rarity, who's becoming this up-and-coming figure in the world of fashion, just by freak nihilistic accident, is severely burned in a fire, and her face is just incredibly disfigured, and the whole idea of the album is remaining, retaining your status in an industry based entirely on superficiality and based entirely on looks when your face is completely deformed. And the idea is that on paper that makes sense. She's a dress designer. She should still be able to design dresses as she's, recovering and whatnot, but the whole idea of the thing was, how are people going to judge her when she's not beautiful by standards, and through no fault of her own? So I like to write albums based on social dynamics that I find interesting usually, and that was an interesting thought experiment to me. So I wrote this album in which it's basically centered all around this fashion show that Rarity puts on. The first one since she was burned and had her major recovery and is still disfigured but is otherwise entirely functional. And so the first song is a rock tune called Fire, and I released the intro to this in, I think, August of 2012 as a teaser, and I said it was coming in like September. I said it was coming in September, and obviously that never happened. Anyway, so one of the big problems with this album, and the reason it's not going to be ever finished, is really evidenced by Fire, or track 1A, Fire, and then the song that comes after it, 1B, which is Back to Work. just all the lyrics are just incredibly on the nose, and these characters are just, they're saying how they feel and what they think and what's going on beyond a point that makes sense. And I mean, after those first two songs, the lyrics get significantly better, but there's like spoken word parts that are just completely out of character and forced for no reason. When the demo vocals start, you do get to hear my shitty impressions of all these characters, so that's gonna be fun. I'm gonna put the text up on screen with who's talking so that you know that so that you know what voice is Sweetie Belle, what voice is Rarity, what voice is Hoity Toity, etc. So I would highly suggest skipping the first two tracks and going to this time code. I put that on my face by accident. Go away. There. I highly suggest going to there instead. But, I mean, if you're a completionist, you can listen to the first two. But they are completely terrible. Track two, which is three songs, Fashion Show, Cocktail Party, and Rebuilding an Image, is my favorite sequence from the album, and the reason that I haven't just deleted all of these files. It's very on the nose in terms of what the characters are doing, and I kind of cringe at the fact that there's a part where basically the turning point for Rarity is that Hoity Toity says, look, we're not into your dresses, but, you know, for sexual favors, we'll totally let you into our club. And she decides at that point she's done with the fashion. She's done with the fashion industry as it is. And I kind of cringe at that, as looking back as a motivator for her personal decision, because it's such a cheap trick. And it's one of those things where the big problem with this album is that it takes itself way too seriously, and it's like, it's not fucking ponies anymore is the problem. But that's one of my favorite sequences lyrically that I've ever written, because it's just the right amount of on the nose with Rarity explaining how she feels and what she's doing, because the whole idea is that she is very very carefully crafting her image at a cocktail party after her fashion show. And so one of the problems was, in the demo, I can barely sing this song, and I had a lot of trouble finding people who were willing to sing this song. And sorry about this. Nonetheless, it was a very hard song and required a lot of coordination that I really couldn't demand out of anybody at that time. And realistically, I still probably could not demand now. It's one of those things where I would either have to be paying somebody, and they would also have to be incredibly invested in the work itself, because it's one of those things where you either do it because you love it, or you're doing it because you're getting paid for it when things are this complicated. And all of my friends are incredibly talented and very, very generous and wonderful vocalists. But at the end of the day, I was the only person particularly passionate about this project. And that's okay. That's just sort of what it is. Looking back, I would not be passionate about this project now if somebody sent it to me, because takes itself way too seriously. So after that is a song called Gone, which is Rarity just exploding in a fit of anger, and the lyrics are too on the nose. I'm not a fan of them, but I do like the melody. I originally wrote it for Jeff Goes to Ponyville 2, which never got released, thank God. So anyway, then Sweetie Belle shows up and asks to hear a lullaby, and probably the other best song from the thing is Sweetie is Rarity's Lullaby. I can't wait till I'm done recording this video again so I can stop talking. Anyway, Rarity's Lullaby. I love the lyrics. They're very evocative of a feeling I was trying to get across, and listening to it now for the first time in, you know, 2.5 years, and really, really hit me in the heart. I think it's one of my better songs. So that's one of the reasons I'm making this video, is because I want to show off Rebuilding an Image. I want to show off Rarity's Lullaby, but I want them to exist in the context, and I'm willing to open up to the terrible lyrics and terrible songs that I've written, because I think that is just honest. So then the final song is a sequence of two songs, Skin Deep and then We'll Be Together Again. And basically the idea is that Rarity is done with beauty as her muse, but she knows she'll find her muse again in some other form. So it's an optimistic ending. She's done with the fashion industry. She's done with being inspired by beauty, but she knows that there's something deeper to be found, and I leave it ambiguous because I don't know what the fuck it is. I mean, maybe I did. I don't know. Maybe I forgot. Anyway, that being said, I'm going to play the songs through. I'm going to put up the lyrics on screen. Enjoy, if you can.
Inspired has been burnt and isn't there anymore. She retreats to her crumbled boutique, where she can brood and create mystique. The heart and tear that falls is not quite what it seems. The fire is in me now. The fire burns so bright. The fire. To work back on course, reopening shop today. Any hiatus by choice or by force may only last so long. There's appointments I've missed with clients and friends. There are bills I must pay, several cards I must send. Thank yous, regrets, and explanations of what went wrong. Day, another dress. Suppose I'm a slave to design. Deadlines to meet and deadlines to egress. That's the consequence of breaks. It may take a while, but you can rebuild a shop and it comes out just fine. But to get back on top, you must be able to bring all the drive that it takes.
But Rarity, you just moved back
in. I know, sweetie Belle. However, I am long overdue for an exhibition of my work, and it's time to get back into the swing of things.
Maybe you should wait a bit before you go anywhere.
Why do you say that?
Are you sure you're ready?
Dear sister, I've always said that beauty is deeper than mere appearance. Now, when I return from my show in Manhattan, everything will be back to normal.
Will it?
Yes. I promise.
Back to work. Back to stress. Leaving the shop today. Pack all the makeup, each and every dress. I'm heading back on tour. It seems just a moment ago I'd returned. Now I'm back on my way. Is there a lesson I've learned? Perhaps it's our scars that show best what we've endured.
Saw such similar styles last fall.
Well, that's no surprise. She's off her game since that fire.
Don't mention the fire. Sure, she's off her game, but she's coming back.
You can't just come back. That's
not
how
the
rules
work. Art has no rules.
Perhaps not for some. Ah, here she comes now. Miss Rarity.
And now it comes down to image.
Simply stunning, my dear.
And don't you forget.
Why, thank you, darling.
Best I've seen this year.
And best we'll see yet.
I love the way that you really brought back purple. Most understand it.
Do they think I can see right through those shallow compliments? Do they think I'm mindless and that I've no sense? Or a smile, Rarity, dear, don't be so tense.
Though I wouldn't dare criticize it, my dear, it was simply phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Though the blues could have been a bit more soft.
Oh, but that's nothing she'll lose face over.
Your route's not just in fashion, it's the politics you play. If you don't make connections, you'll simply blow away.
Hey, Rarity! Great show! Love the dresses.
Why, thank you, Neon. Though the pleasure is mine to be back.
Hello, Miss Rarity.
You know Photo Finish, right?
Oh, yes, I'm such a fan of your work.
I'll let you
two
I saw
talk. Your most recent cover shoot. It was phenomenal.
Just another cover shoot, just as every week. Well, oh, Rarity, my dear, I'm sorry for what has happened to you.
Thank you.
You're a talented girl. But after dress number three, I expected more variety.
Well, it is an autumn line.
And there are 100 other autumn lines. Yours needs variety to stand out.
I'm not sure I agree.
There are no handicaps in fashion. Don't let this get the best of you.
focus.
I'd like to thank you all for coming, and please remember, each dress is named for one of my contributors. Tick, 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 seconds crawl, but I wish they would fly. Thinking right now I would rather die. Minutes feel like hours 60 high, but still act like I'm fine. Click, click, click. Talk by talk, every little detail is an art. Down another glass and do my part. I have another line I have to start. I'll give them all my heart. Walk the walk, watch the clock. Rebuilding an image is a merciless task. Not to say that it is very hard, but when all of your beauty has been barred, people want to know how you got scarred, but they won't ask. For any interested contributors, I have word that my next line is very much anticipated. Drink by drink, slowly now the night will start to stall. I have a mental list of folks to call. When you're finding sponsors, you can't loll. Don't make yourself a thrall. Time to think. Wandering eyes, the most common reaction I expected, though to keep myself from being rejected. I have to seem I'm not at all dejected. Crap the air I wear, mystery respected. And to wise. Rebuilding an image is a double-edged sword. It's compared to what you were before.
The truth only appears when out the door.
Some will find it dull to be a bore. But if you've the spirit to ignore, your fame's restored.
Rarity, an excellent show.
Why, thank you. You told me before.
No, the show you just put on.
Whatever do you mean?
It must be so hard to remain a staple of beauty when you've become so grotesque. No one can look beyond your face, Rarity. Beauty's only skin deep, and no amount of persona will change.
Get out of here! You are no longer.
If you want contributors, I'd suggest closing that hole and opening the other.
There's a line, and I know that I almost just crossed it. Though he thinks that he can just accost it. Would have been a scandal had I lost it. I have to stay cool at any cost. It's simply not okay to be exhausted.
I heard she'd do anything to get
you put your heart and soul in presentation. Now you get no form of recognition. But when you do some favors in addition, you get yourself a sizable commission. But just giving up your spirit of creation. You find yourself in tricky situations.
I can
precarious positions. But still you fake an air of your relations. Saying you are fine, wishing you could die, running out of time. Rebuilding an image is no easy feat. You'll often be ignored and quickly dismissed, but you must have the drive to always persist. Though some may opt to use perverted justice. Keep the heart it takes to always resist and compete. It's wonderful to have you back, Rarity.
Indeed, it would not be the same without you.
Smile and nod.
I look forward to what you have in store, Rarity.
Friendly shake.
Don't forget my advice if you are looking to get ahead.
Fake a smile, dagger, stare. Have a nice night.
So brass, so brazen, it's nothing I could have asked for. So now I am not content to stay here anymore. They can't accept me freely, would I do anything I found? The frailty of being's a two-edged sword, and either way it brings me down. I'm a burden, an anchor, a dead weight, but am I to this world enslaved? To ask him to keep me would be a great leap to my grave. So farewell, adherents, I must save you from my mark. My horrid charred appearance cannot be feared in the dark. It's up to me to leave now, lest the scorn I bring upon. No one here can hate me once I'm gone.
Rarity?
Sweetie Belle, whatever are you doing up at this time of night?
I can't sleep because of the storm.
Well, come now. I'll sing you a lullaby. Just like when you were a filly. And when I was... Sleep again, sweetie Belle, before the moon's rise. The darkness will soon pass you by. Dream again, sweetie Belle, the stars in your eyes. They shine bright as those in the sky. That light can be your guide.
sleep again, sweetie Belle. The silver moon glows, and birds sing and fly in the night. They do not fear when the night is here, for every bird knows that nighttime will bring a new morning light. That one will shine just as bright. Sleep again, little sweetie Belle, before the sunrise. Ships sail beyond to the east alone. They're led the way by the breaking day on far ocean skies. But deep in the hull, sailors rest as they roam, hoping the moon leads them home. A nightmare to inspire the frightened mare pulled from fire. Why must we lose our pride to see the other side? I know not worthless, but it's so cheap. If it can't be restored, I'll search for something more. I didn't think about anything. I saw an orange flash and I heard a siren sing. My mind was elsewhere, in fact, it was back at home, never thinking or asking why. I found no answers and I thought that I would die. Grainy skies of white pasture clouds lined the air as I returned. There was a beauty up there I'd never seen before, as the clouds moved beyond the shore. And I knew somewhere out there was something more. I know we'll be together again. We'll be right back.
disguise.
Together again.